I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Upscale mall retailer Dillard's ended the year on a high note. Merchandise sales for Dillard's was $1.1 billion in the month of December, up roughly 3% from 1 year ago when the company reported December sales of just a little over $1 billion. Same-store sales, a key metric for gauging retail sales health, increased 4% during the month compared to last year. Now, for the full year, Dillard's sales were $5.8 billion. That is a 3% increase versus last year's overall sales of $5.6 billion. Same-store sales for the full year were up 4%. Tyson Foods says it will add 60 jobs to its plant workforce of 500 in Fayetteville as it completes an expansion of a tortilla factory. The Springdale-based food producer is building a $7 million, 120,000-square-foot addition to an existing facility. Hiring begins later this month. November brought some welcome news on the jobs front, with all 8 metropolitan areas in or connected to Arkansas showing a jobless rate decline compared to October. During November, the lowest metro jobless rate was 5.5% in northwest Arkansas, the highest rate, 9.3%, in Pine Bluff. Well, the share price of just 7 of the 15 publicly held companies based in Arkansas saw a gain during 2011. The biggest share price gain in percentage terms during the year was with Springdale-based Tyson Foods. Shares of the global protein processing and distribution company began the year at $16.42 and closed the year at $20.64, a 25.7% gain. Other gainers during 2011, America's Car-Mart, Deltic Timber, Dillard's, Conway-based Home Bank Shares, J.B. Hunt Transportation, and Walmart. Van Buren-based USA Truck posted the largest share price decline during the year when its company earnings declined on operational errors. The truckload carrier saw its share price open the year at $13.34 and close the year at $7.73 a share, down 42%. A strong month of income tax collections and improving sales taxes led the state of Arkansas to a solid position at the six-month mark of the fiscal year. Officials from the Department of Finance and Administration noted the strong December surge, but warned that there is still pause for concern with economic conditions. Halfway through the state's fiscal year, net revenues are up $41 million, nearly 10% higher than last year and 8% above forecast. Members of the Joint Agriculture, Economic Development, and Forestry Committee quizzed state finance officials and Arkansas Forestry Commission Chief John Shannon about the agency's budget shortfall and potential funding solutions. Shannon and representatives of the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration repeated the agency's budget woes were a combination of declining severance tax collections and double-counted federal funds. Governor Mike Beebe said he will recommend a $2.7 million supplemental appropriation in the upcoming fiscal session from existing surplus funds to shore up forestry's finances. Some long-term solutions that were discussed on the meeting on Wednesday included directing more general revenue to the Forestry Commission, possibly selling timber and mineral rights to acreage owned by the Forestry Commission, waiting for the economy to improve so that the severance tax may recover, raising the severance tax based on how Arkansas compares to other states, and cutting more services or personnel if funding sources don't rebound. Governor Mike Beebe used his weekly radio address last week to spell out several budget proposals, including hope that a Medicaid crisis may be delayed for another year. Speaking about the upcoming fiscal session, which starts in February, Beebe said only K-12 education and critical needs are likely to see a budget increase. In early December, state revenue forecasters left unchanged the current year's forecast for fiscal year 2012 at $4.5 billion. They also lowered their growth forecast for fiscal year 2013 by nearly $121 million. Still, that's a projection of a 3.5% increase in revenue collections in the next fiscal year. The governor will submit a balanced budget proposal to lawmakers on January 17th. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.